Now for another story in KUOW's series Along the Mother Road, a route with many names.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the mother road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
For many years, Highway 99 was part of our region's seismic lifeline, an alternative route for emergency vehicles after an earthquake. And soon, Highway 99 will have a new asset, an earthquake-safe tunnel. But the State Highway Department says it's taken 99 off its list of seismic lifeline routes. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph explains.
That leaves Interstates 5 and 405 as our region's rescue routes after a major earthquake. John Himmel is WSDOT's emergency operations manager. He says they took Highway 99 off the list because it's too small.
Much of it is just a two-lane road through the city. It doesn't have a lot of capacity.
And after a big quake, the state needs the width of the interstates for convoys.
Getting emergency vehicles in, but it's also getting evacuations out.
Highways are jam-packed this morning across the state of Florida. At least nine counties.
So does that mean we're all going to be evacuated after a major earthquake? Mark Eberhardt says that's not usually what happens. He's a professor at the University of Washington and a structural engineer who has seen the aftermath of big quakes. He says people tend to stay in place because they need to get back to work.
Well, it's about your personal recovery, but also it's about the community recovery. The city itself needs to come back. Economically, socially, it needs to have people there.
And for that purpose, having a tunnel that's still working will be indispensable. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.